A.G. Paxton defeats Biden's radical, transgender policies in state schools. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued an advisory to Texas schools detailing the application of Title IX in light of a recent legal victory that stopped an attempt to force radical, transgender, policies onto state schools in violation of existing law. On June 11, Attorney General Paxton successfully stopped the implementation of rules by the Biden administration's Department of Education that would have forced Texas schools to adopt radical, transgender, policies in violation of state and federal law. The federal court found that, to allow the Biden administration's unlawful action to stand would be to functionally rewrite Title IX in a way that shockingly transforms American education and usurps a major question from Congress. That is not how our democratic system functions. Because the court struck down the Biden administration's unlawful rule, Texas schools do not and should not adopt or enforce any of the policy changes contained in the rule. Texas students are now safe from losing their Title IX protections, and the school districts are protected from the threat of the loss of federal funding. In the new legal advisory, Attorney General Ken Paxton explained, "This ruling covers all Texas school districts and ensures no district in our state will have to comply with the Biden administration's illegitimate interpretation that Title IX includes gender identity requirements, including allowing men into women's restrooms, locker rooms, sports teams, or requiring students or teachers to use pronouns based on gender identity rather than biological sex. And if any Texas school district adopts a policy or procedure that conflicts with or contravenes state law, then I will pursue every remedy available to protect students and teachers from these illegal and radical policies." To read the advisory, click here.